This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy podcast. My name is Chris Tate. I'm the program director here at Joy 94.9. Podcasting is a great way for Joy to get its message from out of the Melbourne CBD and into regional, rural areas within Australia and across the globe. It is important for us as an LGBTI content creator to really put our best foot forward and be the voice for the wider LGBTI community. We can continue to do that with your support. If you'd like to support Joy by joining up as a member or chucking us a donation, it would really be appreciated and it helps us help the wider community. Head to joy.org.au now to sort out your membership and help keep Joy out loud and proud this radiothon.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, who else to find love?
Well, good story. Ah, that's the theme tune for Dilemmas of an Almost Middle-Aged Gay White Male. Because nobody, Jack, nobody understands how difficult it is for gay white men.
Nobody knows the trouble you're
of a certain age. So the other day, right, I thought, cause I can, when I go home from work, I can either catch the train or I can catch the tram. Oh. Now, if I catch the tram, it drops me off on the old 86.
Yep.
One of my favourite tram lines.
Ding, ding.
Drops me off at the top of the hill and I can walk down the hill. So sometimes I get the tram because it means I get a bit of a walk home, a bit of a stride.
Yeah.
A bit of exercise.
Hmm.
So there's one night I did this and I get off the tram and two people get off in front of me and I sort of get off as well. So I sort of, you know, wait politely for them to move. And they start to walk and I'm sort of walking behind them and they're walking down my street. I think, oh, maybe they're neighbours.
Oh, who are these people?
Who are these people? So they're walking. And they're walking kind of like a little bit too slow for my liking.
Ooh.
I like a bit of a stride. I like to move. I'm there for the exercise. So I think, look, I won't be rude. I'll just cross to the other side of the road, overtake them, you know.
Yeah.
I cross, and as I cross, they do a bit of a left-hand manoeuvre as well, duck and weave. They're in front of me again.
What? They literally double-crossed you?
They did.
What?
Well, exactly right.
How?
And so I'm trying to get my stride up, but they're in front of me. And they're chatting away, but their stride doesn't match my stride.
Of course, no one's does.
And it's a little bit slow, and I'm thinking, do I overtake, or is that kind of rude?
Yeah.
Or do I hold back?
Passing on the right.
So I decided to, like, hold back.
Yeah.
And so I kind of stop there and pretend to look at my phone and maybe, you know, check something on Facebook.
I do that.
You do that. Then I start walking again. And they slow down again.
Oh, it's
oblivious
so infuriating.
I'm trying to organise myself around them.
I always look, you know, paranoid about everything. I always look who's behind me. And if someone's walking close, I sort of just weave out the way.
Yeah.
But it's almost like they're messing with you. Like, they didn't mean it, but it's like, be spatially aware.
I know, I look behind you.
Yeah, why are you walking the same pace as me?
And I think they're, like, oblivious to me. Like, they were just chatting away. And I was thinking, I hope they can hear me, because they're actually two young women. Not that it matters. Yeah. But I'm thinking, I'd hate to come up behind them and them to be scared because I...
Well, it's you doing your big stride.
Me doing my big stride.
In your after-work pants.
In my big suit. I don't want to scare them.
Oh, here comes Hugo.
But what do you do, though? Do you overtake or do you try and pull back or do you match the stride?
I learned the Parisian method.
Oh, what's
where you
that?
Just say... well, they say pardon, but same thing. You say excuse me.
Yes.
Quite, you know, matter... Excuse me. And if they don't turn around, I sort of just push them.
Oh.
Yeah. You say it twice. Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Like, really politely.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then I go, can you please move? I have little time for it.
But why apologise for your stride?
No, yeah.
It's my stride.
Why don't you just go, I'm striding.
You're breaking my stride.
Yeah, you're breaking my stride. Do they live in your street?
I've never seen them again.
Oh.
Maybe I was overthinking it.
What? Came out to teach you a lesson, like some sort of ghost of walking stride.
Ghost of strides past.
You secreted them.
But I hate that. It's like when you're on a busy street as well, like say, like a busy inner city street.
Four abreast. No, in Paris you get pardon, and then you get an elbow into your kidney so you pass blood the next time you wee.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Joy.
Dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male. Because, you know, I don't always understand life.
It's very hard.
And no one knows how hard it is for us white males.
What is life?
The other day I was on Facebook, because, you know, I do a bit of facey.
You're a white man.
I'm a white man of a certain age. Never quite got Snapchat. I'm not too old for Snapchat.
Nor did I. Because you can screenshot it, so you can't send your doodle pics.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're always somewhere.
No risk of that happening. But anyway, I was on Facebook the other day and a friend of mine posted this lovely message to her grandma. I thought,
on Facebook?
On Facebook. I thought, isn't that lovely?
That's lovely.
Her grandma's on Facebook, I think.
Hmm.
But no, I read the message and it said something along the lines of, happy birthday, grandma. Well, that's nice.
That's lovely.
You would have been 98 today. What a great woman you were, past tense. And what great, family you nurtured and produced.
Who's that to?
Well, I don't know the grand's on Facebook.
You're is that not fishing for compliments? Like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear of the passing. She was a wonderful woman.
Well, I don't know. But I don't think Gran died recently. Gran died a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Maybe go and visit her grave and have a little peaceful, cherishable moment.
But I know that people's grandmothers are now on social media.
Yeah, they
shouldn't
be.
But I'm pretty sure the dead relatives aren't.
No.
No.
There's no afterlife book.
But a lot of people do it, though. A lot of people do put little messages speaking, as it were, to the afterlife.
Or speaking to... Yeah, but it's just wanting attention, which is fine. Takes
well, is it
no
sweet,
one.
Though?
Because I don't think it's sweet. No, I think it's sad.
In the olden days, you might do a little notice in the paper, say, in memoriam, or, recognising the passing of...
Called the obituary.
No.
Oh, obituary.
Sometimes they do us wogs, we sometimes do the mass on the anniversary of the death every year.
Okay,
you put a little note in the paper, but, somebody that I know... His grandma passed away, but his uncle, I think, still has the profile for the grandma.
Yeah.
So rather than closing it off, he still posts his grandma from the grave.
Oh, and liking people's posts.
I think
Nan.
So. Yeah.
That's really tricky.
Nan is watching.
It's like, oh, Nan liked my post. I think she's doing well. I mean, we sold her organs, but whatever.
Nana, can you hear me?
Nana, can you hear me? Nana, make me a Nan. I just think a lot of the time, if you're going to send a Facebook post that's personal, maybe just put it into a text to a friend to get a coffee.
But if they're
that's
dead,
my thing.
I don't know.
No, but if you want to share and support the memory, have a dinner with your family and talk about Nana and remember her in a respectful way.
Oh, like offline.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.